It's 7B Breakfast with all thanks to Proudly Fresh, Proudly Local, Young's Veggie Shed in Camdale. It's Power Savers time once more. Let's say a very good morning to Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. Adrian, good morning.
How you going, Luke?
And over the journey, we have spoken about all sorts of renewable energy powered innovations, haven't we?
We have. But then we're going to talk about green aeroplanes, not green aeroplane jelly, not the colour green, but renewable energy driven aeroplanes. So, look, we've talked about cars, trucks, trains, and now, planes are now on the agenda. And I think we remember last week we talked about Twiggy Forest and Fortescue Future Industries, and they were building a hydrogen production plant in Bell Bay and South Australia's Whyalla.
Now, I guess it appears he's gone one better by inking that deal with Airbus to create a full partnership all about developing hydrogen power aeroplanes by 2035.
That's the one, Lee. That's pretty exciting stuff. There's a good reason to. We need to look at cleaning up the aviation industry, as it's responsible for 12% of the CO2 emissions for transport globally and 2.1% of all human-induced carbon dioxide emissions. Now, we've mentioned before emissions from aviation actually put a reflective layer between us and the stratosphere, which also masks some of the effects of climate change when airplanes have been grounded, things like 9/11, volcano eruptions, and lately COVID. There's been a change in microclimates around the world, and where emissions have had a chance to dissipate, and things have got hotter and colder. So we know they play a part in it.
Yeah, and hydrogen can be burning jet engines, so I imagine this will be a firm focus on how it'll all go.
That's right, Lee. And jet turbines are very forgiving on the fuels that they'll run on. Gas is basically higher octane kerosene. That's about it. The other option would be to put the gas through a fuel cell and convert it to electricity and use that power to drive a propeller, for example. But I don't know. I don't know if this could be scaled up to be anything much good for other than small planes travelling short distances and certainly not international travel. But, I could be wrong. I don't know about you, Lee, but I look forward to the day we zoom off to global destinations in a plane that only emits water as a byproduct of propulsion.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and the initial designs and tests indicate that they can be as fast as traditional jets. They'd be capable of moving more than 100 passengers per flight over thousands of miles. Now, initially the target would be shorter flights, actually, and that makes more sense, as the majority of flights around the world are basically short hops within, say, large countries like the US or Australia. So they just move from state to state. Across smaller countries that are in close proximity, they'd be like in the EU. But it's expected like 3,000 kilometres of range will be achievable by 2035, and by 2040, the target is 7,000 kilometres.
Hey, Adrian, the fuel, while being hydrogen, could also be Tassie hydrogen. That would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
That's pretty cool, isn't it? So Australia teamed up with some big players from the European Union to crack one of the largest pollution issues facing the globe, and our little island is in the mix.
It's also not the first time hydrogen has featured in aviation.
That's true, mate, and it's probably not a great story to talk about hydrogen in aviation, but in 1893, Zeppelins were first developed as lighter-than-air airships. Basically a big balloon filled with hydrogen with some propellers to push them around. The Germans used them as bombers in World War One, and after the war, they were used for transatlantic flights between Germany, North America and Brazil. It took around 5 days for the trip to the USA, so a fraction quicker than by ship, but a lot slower than what modern aviation does today. How would you be jumping out of a plane and taking 5 days to get somewhere?
Good time for a bit of a history lesson, Adrian. Why not? Very interesting facts.
Well, I found this really interesting, and I didn't know this until I researched this story. But the spire in the Empire State Building, we all know the Empire State Building, it's a fairly recognisable one, that was designed to be a mooring point for Zeppelins. So I didn't know that. Now, of course, the Hindenburg disaster, the hydrogen airship sort of business come crashing down, and that was a bit of a pun intended. But apparently being a balloon full of highly flammable gas did have its downsides.
Interesting times ahead, it seems, for hydrogen production and aviation.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on another note, Lee, it's now autumn. We've had a few cool starts to the days lately, which is a gentle reminder that winter is just around the corner and it's time to think about keeping warm when the temperatures start to really plummet.
And I'm thinking those listening this morning are just sick and tired of cutting the wood and getting it.
Yeah, carting it inside without all the wasps and the spiders and the dust. Look, wood's great. It keeps you warm, but there's a few downsides as well.
Can be very, very messy.
That's right. So, look, we have options that can keep you warm and require none of those things, none of the carting of wood, worrying about the insects, cleaning up after them.
And I'm thinking heat pumps.
Yeah, you bang on, mate. It's the LG heat pumps or the Actron ducted systems for keeping you warm this winter. Press of a button, temperature control, energy efficient, so they're cost effective to run, clean and hot, plus clean and cool for summer if you want that option as well. A wood eater can't keep you cool in summer. The LG heat pumps are like walking out the door at the moment due to their ease of use and efficiency, and their 10-year compressor warranty makes that decision a little bit easier as well. So if you'd like to investigate upgrading the heating for your home, call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599 today and to beat the winner chill, because it's not far away.
Yeah, I like the idea of just flicking on the switch. Makes things a lot easier. Whereabouts do we find you, Adrian?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or you can give us a bell on 1300 502 599. Or you can go to our website, so our new shiny website. So it's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or maybe you can find us on Facebook. Just look for DMS Energy, we'll pop up, and you can send us a message or look at our stories, look at our installs, and just generally follow the journey.
Back to our normal time around 8:30 next Monday. Enjoy your day and enjoy your week. We'll talk more Power Savers next Monday, mate.
Sounds like a plan.